Up to 65,000 dairy cows may have to be culled every year for the next 3 years at a cost of €200 million if the farming sector is to meet its climate targets in time, according to documents obtained under Freedom of Information by the Farming Independent. An internal Department of Agriculture paper warns that further emissions reductions measures will be needed if the sector is to reach its 2025 targets. Kieran Moran of the Farming Independent has the story. Kieran, people will recall there was quite a bit of debate and controversy around what the targets for emissions reductions for agriculture, and the final figure that was agreed was, I think, 25%. The challenge has been to put together a plan, a plausible plan that would deliver on that, hasn't it been?
Yeah, so that goes back to July, Brian, and the problem that for agriculture that came out of that at that point was that, you know, everybody knew that we need to do 25%, but the sector really only had identified, and the government had only identified, measures that would really get us to 20% reduction. And they included, as you might have heard already, a reduce in fertilizer use, changing the types of fertilizer use, earlier slaughtering of animals, and a host of other measures. But it was clear from that point that further measures would be needed. And that's what we reported on today. We got some more detail, and, you know, some people have called it more detail on the elephant in the room about how we were going to close this gap between 20 and 25%.
Well, now, this paper lays out one set of options in terms of what's called the national herd. But I think the focus is particularly on dairy animals, on the dairy sector.
Yeah, so what's really happening is that the Department of Agriculture officials believe that 10% of the livestock herd will need to be reduced from its level in 2018 to reach the target. So not many people might know, but actually the suckler herd, which these are cows that produce calves just for the beef industry, that's already on pace to reach that decline. It's already declining at that rate, and that's for a variety of factors. So the focus is within the department has really turned to how cow numbers in the dairy sector might be reduced, and that's where we get the figures today. 65,000 cows over the next 3 years, each year for the next 3 years, which would give you almost 200,000 cows in total.
This plan suggests that there would be compensation paid to farmers, but of course very many farmers, particularly in dairy, have invested heavily, haven't they, in their operations?
Absolutely. So the Minister for Agriculture in March signalled that his department were looking at kind of a dairy exit scheme or dairy retirement scheme or dairy de-intensification scheme. There's been many names put on it. And the figures that are out there at the moment is kind of €3,000 per cow, which would be €200 million if the overall objective was achieved. You might ask, you know, would farmers be interested in taking up this option? And, you know, on the one hand, you would say no, as profitability in the dairy sector, you know, is quite high in recent years, and cutting numbers wouldn't make sense from a financial point of view. But one thing that often gets lost in debate on agriculture, Brian, is that every farm is different and every herd is different. The national herd that we hear about all the time is really a collection of individual businesses and families right across the country. And for instance, in 2020, almost one third of all farm holders were over the age of 65. Mm. This compares to just one fifth in 1991. So there might be a lot of farmers out there that are interested in looking at retirement. Oh, okay. Not alone that, dairy farming is really tough work, and it's estimated the average dairy farmer is putting in 50 hours per week on the farm. So there might be some logic in cutting back for some farmers out there.
We shall see. So, Kieran, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much indeed. That's Kieran Moran from the Farming Independent. Back with more after this short break.